Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to the sports get together every week at this time. Yeah, it's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the sports lounge.
Who's that guy in the background?
Yours truly, I don't know. We got our producers working away here. Good people here that we really do a good job. Welcome to the show, everybody. Fred Dreyer's in the
welcome,
house, the
welcome,
one and only
yes,
all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the fabulous Fred Dreyer. You're iconic. You're wonderful. And how you doing this week?
I'm all those things plus.
Plus what?
Plus happy and I'm well-rounded.
You're a good man. We got a lot to talk about on the show this week. There's a lot of things going on that are bugging me, and I need some expertise, as I know our audience does, from you, Fred Dreyer.
Is this a sports subject?
This will be all sports subjects for you this week.
Everything here? Everything it must here. Be a moral
conniption
going
yeah,
on.
It's what we do. Anyway, so we got everything going here. We got so many stations that are on the CRN network. We're on the Sports Byline Network, our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles, Sirius XM.
That's a good
channel
flagship.
217 it is, XM 203. And then we got the video going on there. It's on Roku and Facebook Live and CRNTalk.com and Twitter and Tiki Live. It's everywhere. So you can get on there and chat with us if you want to on the video. Also, it's on YouTube. You can look at past shows there, too, on our YouTube channel. So
well, very good.
Yes, that's good. How's your week going? What are you up to? What are you doing?
A week is so far so good. I have no complaints about life. Family is great. Daughter, grandkids. My grandson is now living with his mother.
Oh, that's great, little Fred.
Little Fred.
He's not little anymore, is he?
He's 12 years old, and he can handle himself.
All right, so that's good. Plus, you're going to New Jersey soon. We're going to talk to the fans about that. You're making a personal appearance, aren't you?
I'm one of hundreds that are going to be at the show.
Forget the others.
Well, you can't do that because...
You and McCall are out there. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well.
Hunter and McCall making another appearance.
She and I are going to... compatible for 3 or 4 days back there.
Figure out what you're doing, and when we come back, we'll tell everybody about it. Stay with us. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to c-60.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
This is Fred Dreyer, the former Ram and heartburn hunter. When I started taking Balance 7 over 2 years ago, I immediately noticed my heartburn problems were gone. That's right. I slept better, felt healthier, had a better mental clarity, and my immune system has never been better. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Balance 7 user Frank.
Well, since I've been taking Balance 7, I've seen definite improvement in my endurance and my physical strength and my ability to do things. And we consider Balance 7 our miracle water.
Get your body's acid alkaline balance in shape. Try Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. 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 Code word Fred.
Well, welcome back here to the world famous Fred Dreyer Show in our sports lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer is in the house. Well, give us a smile, Fred, at least. Come on.
Well, I'm here, and you have all the ingratiable appetites of on-air talent, so go ahead.
We do. We got a lot of stuff going on. Here's the thing that's bothering me. I wanted to lead off the show on this week because we've seen a lot of things in baseball. We've seen these rules that come in that a relief pitcher comes in, and he's got to still pitch to at least three batters before they can take him out. If the guy stinks like Alex Vesia and gives up a home run, I want him out after one batter, but no, you got to stay there, watch him, you know, hold your breath to pitch to two more guys before you take him out. And then the other stupid rule is that the extra inning games, you're playing in a home stadium. Your team is the Baltimore Orioles. You got the bottom half of the inning to come back and win the game, right? And in the top of the 10th inning, they allow your opponent to put somebody on second base. All they got to do is knock them in. You're losing now when you come up to bat. You lose the entire home field advantage. It's the stupidest rule in baseball. I don't care if they're shorting it up. The games are short enough as they are now. Let's let regular rules continue in the game, Fred.
Mike, you're full of you're full of vitriol.
Yeah, I am a little bit, and so what I wanted to talk to you about a little bit is now, and I thought we'd bring an expert in, but we couldn't find one, so we're gonna bring in our producer, Jeremy Dayton. This is about the closest thing we have to an expert to help
us. Jeremy.
I'm glad you said no expert.
And so here's the thing. I've been watching a lot of baseball, and Fred, first with you, I need your comments.
All right.
I'm watching the home plate umpires. They are blowing calls left and right.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're terrible.
You agree with me?
Well, they've always been terrible.
Well, now you can see them because they got that whole little box there around the strike zone, and it's getting so bad, the announcers don't even comment on it anymore. They just go ahead.
There's nothing you can do.
Well, I think there should be because...
Well, what would you have them do? Stop the game, get in an argument, and get thrown out?
Well, that's why we brought Jeremy. And you noticing this, Jeremy Dayton, our producer, that this is a problem?
Well, yeah, it's been a problem for a long time. And I think so often the tradition of the game and the unwillingness to, like, catch up with technology the way tennis has and things like that. I mean, if they can pinpoint a ball that's in and out on a tennis court, I mean, I get the sentimentality of baseball, but they should be able to get the balls and strikes called right.
I agree with you. Now, Fred, you played baseball in high school. People know you as the all-pro defensive end, the wonderful football player with the New York Giants.
A million people played high school baseball.
Well, yeah, but you were there. Let me ask you this. As an athlete, as a former athlete, did it tick you off when a call goes the wrong way? Let's say you're back on the mound in high school pitching, and you know you got a strike, and the umpire's calling it a ball. That can really ruin your head here for a couple of batters here. Am I right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you wish that when you go into a game that the officiating was going to be top-notch. And look, if I'm wild and I'm walking guys and they're getting hits off of me, that's one thing. But if I'm throwing strikes and the guy's not calling them, we got a problem.
Well, and I agree with that, and I think that it's a problem now. Let's take a picture over there. You're trying to paint the corners and everything. I mean, here you have the old days of Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale. Those guys pitched 9 innings. They won by just one run. They had to get the plate here and there. What's wrong with those pitchers? We don't do that anymore. There's no command of the baseball.
Well, it goes into the philosophy of an organization. It goes into the pitching structure of what are the Dodgers known for? They've always been known as a pitching franchise.
That is absolutely right.
Always.
Yes.
And they generation after generation have come up with great pitchers. The philosophy is, I've talked to Don Drysdale when he was announcing up in the booth with the Angels.
Right.
And I remember one day we were up there and Nolan Ryan was pitching his last year with the Angels, and Drysdale was calling balls and strikes, and he kept shaking his head up in the booth, kept shaking his head, and was just mesmerized by the silliness, by the non-thinking silliness of the pitcher that day, which was Nolan Ryan.
Nonsensical silliness.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
It was he pitched away from his defense. The manager was in the dugout,
yep,
and shifted people around according to the batter.
Yep.
And they kept trying to get outs, and here you had this great Hall of Fame pitcher just pitching the way he wanted to without any consideration of fastball control. You know, all these great pitchers, I think we had a couple of guests on here in the last several weeks that agreed with me and you in the conversation was that, you know, we have a real great roster of pitchers in this league, and all of them are subject to the same balls and strikes, but not all of them are get the same calls from balls and strikes.
Well, and I think you were going to get ahead of ourselves a little bit, because I think there's more to it than that. But the basic ball and strike call, if I'm a pitcher, I would be ticked off if I wasn't getting that pitch. And it happens so often now. I don't know, Jeremy, you're...
It happens all the time.
And you, Fred, watch it. It's like 10 to 15 times a game there's bad calls. You know, they're calling a ball a strike when it's out of the strike zone. They're calling it a ball when it's in the strike zone. It is maddening. Is there anything we can do to correct this so that,
No.
We got the calls on the base pads are pretty good. Now we can do the replay. Shouldn't we be able to check up on these terrible umpires that we have these days?
I believe ownership of baseball teams,
yes,
do not want to turn their game over to
a computer.
Let's get AI. A computer. They don't want to lose control over it.
Yeah.
Once you break that third, fourth wall, whatever it is, once you break that and allow everybody to have an opinion, you got real problems. And, you know, you talk to Tommy Lasorda over the years. You can talk to Walter Alston, and you talk to Don Drysdale and Koufax and all these guys. All of them will say the same thing. You know, this is my baseball for nine innings. And this is the only thing that we have to worry about is where I place it.
Yeah, but nowadays you're seeing the disparity of the umpire making terrible calls. So I think, I don't know, what do you guys think here? Maybe they should take that little box away so we can't see how bad the umpires are because they're terrible. And maybe that game would make it a little bit easier on all of us, because otherwise you're looking there and you're rooting for your team and you're going like, this guy, you know, once in a while your team catches a break, but the other team's catching breaks. Let's take that little box away and make us just enjoy the game as it was, just to go with the umpire behind the plate and argue with them if you want. Get the manager out there.
Well, I just want to say, like, taking a step back, I think they could do that, but they refuse to do it. And then the bigger question is why, and there's always an element of control when you're dependent on subjectivity. But you brought up Nolan Ryan, and I just think of the truly great athletes and pro sports, you know, guys we're watching. What separates them is their mental toughness, because everybody's going to get the breaks sometimes, and sometimes they're going to be the beneficiary of bad calls. So it's having that balance and that mental fortitude, and that's what really separates the men from the boys when it comes to pro sports, which is something that I do appreciate, seeing somebody have everything stacked against them and still coming out on top.
All right, we're going to take a little break, get your thoughts in there, get into our chat
room.
We'll
come back on this one.
Yeah, we will. We got Facebook Live going up there right now. We're on YouTube, so get your comments in. We'll talk about them a little bit. You're in tune with the Fred Dreyer Show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan around here. He's the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. He is the great guy. And so, Fred, we're getting a lot of comments here on our chat room line a little bit. If I can take a look at one, I'll give it to everybody and read it to you. Jeannie is saying, whoever the umpire behind home plate was during a Dodger game recently seemed to have it out for Mookie Betts. He made more bad calls on balls and strikes for Mookie Betts than he has for anyone. And I agree with Jeannie, who was chatting in on that in the chat room. Fred, your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm sure there are some personal vendettas. It's a tough, passionate game, and you're not going to be able to cleanse, the roster of officials and players sufficiently enough to make sure that everybody is getting a fair deal. There's no such thing as a fair deal in baseball. I throw the baseball, I try to get it in on the black part of the plate, inside, on each side, and that's what Drysdale was all about. That's what all the Koufax. I own the inside part of the plate. Doesn't make a difference who's coming up to the plate, and most of this stuff is broken down simply. I can throw 100 miles an hour, and if I have to throw it under your chin to scare you into giving up and giving me the part of the plate that I came here today to pitch to, then that's too bad, you know. And so this is one of the great things about the sport is I think the last pitcher that I can think of was Roger Clemens, who believed completely that this is what I'm going to do today. He was even ejected out of a playoff game up in Oakland a couple of decades ago, and that's where he was raised. That's what he believed in, and for the most part, I agree with it. And we'll see what happens to the sport, because you cannot continue to have a roster on all of these teams of pitchers who have no future. You got this, you have Walker Buehler from the Dodgers. He's been out 2 years.
Well, let's get into that a little bit. You bring it on the next topic here. I just, to wrap up this deal about the umps, it's like the old pitchers, if Clemens was out there and he wasn't getting the calls, he'd be a little ticked. He'd be yelling at the umpire, maybe get thrown from the game. His manager would be out there fighting for him. Now they've taken out, it's become wuss baseball. The manager kind of shouts from the dugout, but he should go out there. Here's the deal. If you don't take away that little square from the box there so we can't see how bad the umpires are, then put a monitor in front of Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, and every manager, so he can see it and say, hey, get some glasses and go take a look at this right now and see how bad you are,
yeah,
pal.
But you're creating a real tough spot for the team.
Yeah.
The team shouldn't have to struggle with every single pitch.
Then get rid of the box.
Pitch this thrown.
Get rid of the box from TV viewing. That's it. Get rid of it. That's it. Get rid of it. Now, going on to what you're saying, because you're bringing up the second part of my question here. There's an epidemic now, according to you, JD, in our story here today. This guy, in the first week of the season, the Miami Marlins star Perez had set to undergo Tommy John surgery. So will Shane Bieber. He's pitching with like the Cy Young version of himself. Spencer Strider might join them with the MRI revealed he suffered damage to his UCL and his pitching elbow. These injuries, the first week plus of the season, are on the heel of Garrett Cole's Tommy John scare in spring training, Shane McClanahan and Sandy Alcantara and Jacob DeGrom undergoing the surgery over the past year, and Shohei Ohtani out now. He can't pitch, and he's going to be out of the season from pitching. He can still bat. So here's the deal. Back in the day, you had guys throwing fastballs. Nowadays, it seems like everybody's got to throw fastballs. People are going crazy. The kids are saying they're throwing 90 miles an hour. They're talking about this. This Dr. James Andrews says these kids are throwing 90 miles per hour their junior year of high school. The ligament itself can't withstand that kind of force. We've learned in our research lab that baseball is a development sport. The Tommy John ligament matures at about age 26. In high school, the red line where the forces go beyond the properties of the ligament is about 80 miles per hour. They're burning their arms out, Fred.
Well, look, this is what they want. This is what organizations want. These supernova athletes who are 16, 17, they are the they put them in the minor leagues pat them on the ass and tell them to get out there and win one for the Gipper. And it's just not possible for these players to survive their youth going through the camps. There isn't a way to develop a kid's arm under the set circumstances of Major League Baseball.
Right. If this doctor is and JD, our producer, is by the way, Chris says it's great to see the face behind the voice. Apparently, this guy Chris is liking the CEO right there on our Facebook live feed. If your Tommy John ligament doesn't mature till you're 26. These guys aren't putting in enough time in the minor leagues. Pedro Martinez said that they only get 200 innings or so before they get called up? They're not developing that ligament.
Well, here's the other thing you have to take a peek at. You've got agents telling their clients, 18, 19, 20-year-old clients, telling them, we want to keep you in playing order while you're developing in the Dodger organization or the Giant organization.
Sure.
We want to keep you so you'll be eligible for 3 to 5 pay cycles. If you're rehabbing from injury, it hurts the kid's ability to develop, get some numbers up on the board, and to have a real shot at making millions of dollars. And it's a race between how am I going to do here with all of the expectations that have been befallen me, and how am I going to not become the next a phenom that suddenly is, my arm hurts, and when that happens, it just scatters through the organization, and it's really a shame for the player.
It gets back to you a little bit here, and so Jeremy, yeah, your thoughts on this? Our producer Jeremy with Fred Dreyer, and yours truly, Michael Horn. Go ahead, JD.
Well, you brought up a good point about the expectation of these young pitchers wanting to make millions, but a lot of these pitchers are some of the highest paid pitchers in the league. We were talking earlier about Sandy Koufax and pitchers Don Drysdale, who could just go 9 innings almost every start.
Yeah.
Fear can never play into any equation, because if you're ruled by fear, you're going to end up falling short. And there's such a fear of losing these high-priced players that they don't want to overtax them, and then I think they end up leaving them vulnerable in some other ways.
Fear, but what you were saying, Fred, getting back to your comment, the Sandy Koufaxes, Drysdales of the world, the Bob Gibsons, owned the plate. They were able to carve out the part of the plate they wanted by brushing a guy back
But that's missing from today's game. But the difference is...
Yes?
The difference is that was the philosophy of an organization, not just a star pitcher like Drysdale, who was an unusual character, Koufax, who was unusual, Stan Williams. He would throw baseballs through cement pillars out in center field.
Yeah.
What dictates that philosophy, though? The money, the value, the investment
nowadays,
in those players. They weren't paid like they were back then. So there wasn't the risk of losing that millions of dollars investment.
Well, you do know that the Dodgers, we're just speaking of them because they're notably the best pitching organization in baseball, them and the Yankees and a couple other teams. But most of the stuff is geared towards we're gonna come out today and we're in training camp and we're gonna make sure that Don gets his innings in preseason games. And do you know that in these preseason games, they come out and throw three or four innings in those preseason games?
Yeah, they used
games.
To. You're saying in those days they
yeah,
did.
Yeah, they did. And they would come out and they would get ready. They would throw 75, 80 pitches, and they wouldn't think about it.
They didn't even count the pitches.
They wouldn't even think about it.
There was no pitch count. They just, you were going to go and play. You're going to do five innings today. Go for it. Unless you got bombed,
well,
that, and they take you out.
That's the ultimate mistake, I think, is that 20 years ago they kept saying, we're going to put you on a pitch count, as if that is going to do something to remedy the fact that you're throwing incorrectly.
Yeah, maybe every team should have a Trevor Bauer or a Julio Urias that is kind of a little bit out there that could go wild and throw things on the plate just to get the plate back. But you're right, it's an organizational thing. It's out of baseball now. I don't think we've solved anything, but we just shined a big light on it. Maybe somebody can come up with your thoughts. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We'll be back on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
I love
love the signs of spring. Birds chirping, flowers blooming, and a great sale at Kohl's. I just shopped their Spring Savings Bash and found everything I need to get through the rest of the season. I got my whole family tees for $7.99 and shorts under $20. Spotted myself some cute dresses and sandals for 30% off and got patio essentials for 30% off. Not to mention I saved an extra 50% off other finds. So don't stop and smell the flowers. Get to Kohl's to save on a great spring. Select styles. Extra 50% off clearance valid through April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are back on the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. One final thought a little bit here, if we can, on this baseball thing here and wrap it up. Some quotes that were given to us by our producer, Jeremy Dayton, here on the show. And Tom Glavine, the great pitcher, said, kids, and I'm quoting him now, kids these days are being brought up knowing the importance of velocity, and I'm not sure how much they're being taught to throw the ball to corners. Everything they do is just geared to velocity. He says, these young kids in high school that have been throwing 88, 89, 90 miles per hour, their bodies can't handle that. Same with the pitchers in the big leagues. You throw that max effort long enough, your body's going to give out. It has to. And the first thing to go is going to be something on your arm. And Justin Verlander said the biggest thing is the style of pitching has changed so much. Everybody is throwing as hard as they possibly can and spinning the ball as hard as they possibly can. It's hard to deny those results, obviously. And then Alex Wood, former Dodger Giants pitcher, now starting pitcher for the Giants in the 2020 World Series. He blamed a lot of the problems on scheduling and the fact that for high school and college players, baseball has now become a year-round sport. And he, quoting him now, he says, if you told a young player today that they had to take 8 to 10 weeks off throwing in the offseason, they would think you were crazy. So it gets down to scheduling and a whole lot more. You jotting down notes there, Fred? Is that what you got going?
I'm looking at another story here. This Don Staley, head coach of South Carolina.
Yeah, what about it?
I don't understand. I don't understand her position here.
What's the give us the story? What's the story?
Well. She says, if you think you're a woman, you should be able to play women's sports.
So, in other words, what you're trying to talk about here is, Jeremy, fill us in on the story a little bit here. What's the deal?
Well, she was just asked if she is for transgender, you know, participation in male and female sports. And she basically said, yeah, if you feel like a female, you should be able to play in women's sports. And one of her players was asked about those comments, and she didn't respond, and then they sought her again for a response, and she again did not respond. So she might not have the agreement of all of her players, but obviously this is a very hot topic.
Yeah, I'll respond. If you're a female, a true female, biological female, play female. If you're a male that turns into a female, you're not a true biological female. Sorry, get out of sports.
Yeah, Riley Gaines.
Fred, your thoughts?
I thought we covered this.
Yeah, we have, but it's not going away, Fred.
Definitely not.
Not going away.
Well, it's stupid.
Yep.
And it there's no way to take that opinion and come out with any type of reason.
Have a transgender league. You want to do that? Start another league, a third league, a transgender league. Get enough players. Go knock yourself out. But it's not fair to the females to have someone who was a biological male switch and become a female. Their structure is still physically, biologically different. Sorry.
The emotion of this thing is
terrible.
Really ridiculous.
Not fair to the other female players there. All the rules eventually will be all changed unless you start a transgender league.
Go to the 15th woman, man, I was going to say man. Go to the 15th woman on a roster and ask her how she feels about taking the space on the roster of somebody who is transgender.
Yeah, it's. I'm telling you, am I right, JD? You're in opinion with us.
Well,
huh?
It's just an attack on truth.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have women's empowerment movement going on at the same time as you're trying to empower men to become women and then dominate that field. I mean, Riley Gaines has come out spoken. I know we got a quote from her in there. She calls out all the hypocrisy, but there's no congruency to these deflecting ideologies. They don't make sense, but they're forcing them on us. They're gaslighting the public about it, and then they're force feeding it through people like Dawn Staley and other idols who have been propped up and, you know, just crowned.
You add money to it and then it gets out of control, and now the Olympics are saying that in the Olympics, the president says they're going to recognize that athletes are the stars of the show, and track and field might be the first sport to introduce prize money at the Olympics. Why have the Olympics then? Just make a new track and field league and pay the athletes that way. It's getting out of control.
As soon as they decided that high school kids are being cheated.
Yeah. And college kids.
They're starving to death. And these kids are not... asked to live up to the standards of what they agreed to, which was, I'm going to get a free education for my participation in scholarship.
Yeah.
That's over with now. And once you do that, you might as well get rid of. And I do hope they do some of the things. Get rid of the NCAA.
We got some more stories on that, I'll tell you. Let's get to that first. Let's say hello to Nikki, who's listening to us in Nebraska. We got Lori's tuned in New Jersey. Chris is there from New Jersey. By the way, the big story is out. Chris says, hey, Fred, happy to hear that you will be at the Chiller Expo in New Jersey coming up this month, April 26th and 27th and 28th. People are going to try and make it. A lot of people are saying Rachel might be there. Martine from Cape Canaveral, she's going to try and make it there. Kristen says, hopefully I'm going to get to meet you. And not only you will be there, but your co-star from Hunter, Stephanie Kramer, will be there as well. Fred, what about that?
It's going to be wonderful. It'll be good to see her again. I saw her at the... Burbank show here a couple of weeks ago, and we had fun yakking it up.
You know. You guys can talk about a lot of things. We're going to this segment here early since we brought it up, but apparently, Fred, there are some photos that were sent in to us here from our friend Pamela on the very excellent Hunter episode Crossfire that was first showing April 11th in 1987. And apparently what happened is after a long and frustrating day for Hunter, a suspect, Wally Grimes, played, I guess, by the actor J.E. Freeman from a robbery homicide, is released because a possible identification couldn't be made. So you, as the star of Hunter, Fred,
yes.
you return home, and on as you get home, you see that you find a former girlfriend
of yours. Look here. Look at what's that girl doing tonight.
Terry
show?
Barnes, Lee Christian, is in your bed. Apparently, Fred, you allowed her to still have a key to your apartment over there.
I gave away the keys to everybody.
And she has lost her job as a broadcast journalist. She's a good-looking young lady, Lee Christian.
Very handsome.
And maybe
very
she'd
handsome.
Like to come to work here. She decided to come back home to California, and it didn't take long for you and her to get reacquainted. Did she become like a heartthrob on your show there for a while?
Yes.
That's a direct answer. Jeremy, did you that was a quick.
Unfortunately, that was a shot of her unalive.
Oh, that was a dead
she
shot?
She died in that episode, but then, yeah.
Oh,
then,
no. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know.
I'm sorry to say that.
Someone has to look out for
her. Maybe we should go to this. We're going to post these at our website. The Fred Dreyer Show. Check it out. FredDreyerShow.com.
Wait a minute. How did she die? What happened?
I don't know. What happened, Jeremy?
Well,
you seem to know more than we
Pamela had kindly sent us a whole page, but I had to shorten it a little bit. But I believe that guy who you arrested was responsible in her death in some way.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So anyway, the guy that you arrested in this thing, you're talking talking about this guy here.
Yeah.
J.E. Freeman as Wally Grimes.
Yeah.
Fred, you probably got a little upset about that. Usually when that stuff happens, you pull your gun right away. And did you do that for this guy?
Well, there it is right there.
Fred pulls a gun. Now, what does that do? Because you had a nice relationship, and again, this might affect that New Jersey show with Stephanie. And you two got together, but it looks like you guys are deep in thought as you're walking along the sand there. What was that all about?
That's deep in thought.
I believe she was saying you owe me an apology. Or he's like, what did I owe you an apology for? And she said, oh, it doesn't matter anymore, because she realized that the love of his life had just died.
Yeah, well, there you go. Stephanie got her man back here on the show. Now, you guys are going to be in New Jersey, and this is going to be, I think, a pretty good event for you, Fred, and that's coming up in April. So,
yes.
Jeremy, you and I going to fly back there? No.
Yeah, let's go. Let's catch an O's game, Jackson Holiday.
Hey, there it is.
Catch it.
That's a good idea. Mike, you should take Mike. You should take JD back to.
Thank you. I get the thing. It's good, Fred. I like the way you do that.
You should take him back to.
You should take JD to dinner tonight after the show.
The big O.
Okay, we got some NFL news. The Packers are going to be playing the Philadelphia Eagles when this NFL holds their first regular season game. So the first Packers and Eagles game going to be played in Brazil.
Ah, yes.
Friday, September 6th, mark your calendars. The first time since 1970 that an NFL game has been played on a Friday night. Fred Dreyer.
Unbelievable.
They're trying to get these games every night of the week. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, we have to make sure that we provide enough daytime folly to mount a couple of these games, so people, if they feel they can miss it, they can go to the streaming elements of this. I don't know if how they're going to put this on TV. What do you think they'll do?
Well, they're going to play the game at the Corinthians Arena. It's the home of the Brazilian soccer team, the Corinthians, and the venue was used in the what is it?
Corinthians.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Corinthians. This was an old Star Trek episode. The Corinthians 2014 World Cup in 2016 was held at this stadium, and the Corinthians have an informal ban on the color green worn by, I guess, their bitter rivals. Is that correct, Jeremy? Around the club, yeah. And so the Packers and the Eagles both have green in their jerseys. So will they be able to wear the green, Jeremy, or not? Yeah.
Well, no, the primary color will not, but apparently they might be able to have little stripes. But as I mentioned to you, it's a great opportunity for the NFL to introduce new jerseys, the special Brazil jerseys.
And Fred, you like a lot of new jerseys.
This is a real moneymaker.
You're a big fan, Fred, of the new jerseys all the time. You can buy another Packer jersey.
Yeah, I'm going to New Jersey.
You're going to New Jersey. Let's go there. What a ridiculous thing here. And Fred, what does that do to you as a player when you're going to be playing every night of the week? Because your team, the Packers and the Eagles, will be tired the next week when they play.
Well, I go back to during from 1968, 69 through my playing years in 70, 80. 81, I just felt as though that if I could get out of making long distance travels on buses, it would be beneficial to my back feeling better at the end of the day. So if you're going to put me on a slow boat to China, as they say, I don't think I'm going to go to Brazil.
So apparently, with the contracts now, you could probably say I'm not going to play, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. They say, well, we're giving you all this money, and they can't continue to use that as an excuse.
It's true. And John Harbaugh, he's glad that the hip drop tackle was banned. He says, quoting him, "It's a really bad play, and it needed to be out."
Yeah, I agree with that.
I do too. apparently it's been popular the last few years, people have been getting some terrible injuries from it, so not good. Going to be out. Apparently, they said it's because it was discovered probably in rugby and started being executed as a standalone technique. Harbaugh says, forget it. Not good. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with more. Don't forget, follow Fred on Facebook, Fred_Dreyer. Check him out at Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, one other final story here to talk about a little bit. This John Calipari, he is departing as the coach from Kentucky, and he's 15 years. He says the program needs to hear another voice. He said, the last few weeks we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice giving guidance about this program that they hear, and the fans need to hear another voice. We've loved it here, but we think it's time for us to step away and step away completely from the program. So he leaves that Wildcats program that he guided in 2012 to an NCAA championship among the final four appearances. And he went 410 to 123 in 15 seasons. Apparently, he exits. He didn't go do well sometimes in the playoffs, dropped out kind of early. So he is signed now. He's 65. He signed a 5-year contract with Arkansas, starting at $7 million per season. That's less than the $8.5 million he was making at the with the Wildcats. But since he's leaving the Wildcats, the rest of his contract money will be returned to them, and they can look for a new coach.
Well, you know, John Calipari, a fine coach, he was very famous for the one and done. He would take a high school kid and tell them, come to University of Kentucky, and after 1 year, I will help you go to the pros. And if the kid was good enough to do that, they would absolutely do it.
Yeah.
So I think there's the burnout is what gets these guys eventually.
Eventually does,
you know,
yeah.
The pressure of trying to place kids and kids who have an unrealistic viewpoint of their talent. And or very talented, and we'll see where he lands. He's going to Arkansas.
He's going to Arkansas. Yeah,
yeah. He'll be all right.
That's our show. Join us every week at this time. We're here for you. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, I'm one and done, Mike.
That's it. Are you done?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's good. It's off to the ramp.
No, I'm going to go home, I think.
Okay. See you next week, everybody.